The first human case of avian flu in Texas has raised an alarm. Plus, we head to the DLCC Ranch to talk South Devon cattle. We have market updates, auction information, and more. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up radio show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, the DLCC Ranch, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Gelvie Association, Imogene Ingredients and Pharmaten, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, Livestock Market, Equine Market, and AuctionTime.com, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
Our first story out the gate, it's a hot one. Let me get started. First human case of avian flu in Texas raises alarm. A Texas dairy worker has tested positive for the avian flu, marking the first identified human case of an illness in the United States that has sickened cattle across several states over the past few weeks. The infection, only the second human case of H5N1 ever recorded in the country, is worrying public health experts who for decades have cautioned that avian flu could pose a serious threat. The case is the only one state and federal officials have identified, and there is no evidence that it is being spread among humans. The illness is mild, and the worker is expected to recover, said two people familiar with the matter. While there have been confirmed avian flu fatalities in other parts of the world, the U.S. has only ever recorded a handful of mild cases, according to the CDC. The new human case follows recent cow infections in Texas, Idaho, Michigan, and New Mexico that have raised alarm among public health experts who worry the virus's spread to mammals could make it easier for the virus to infect humans. The CDC, FDA, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture said the virus was found in a Michigan dairy herd that had recently received cows from herds in Texas. The USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory said the Michigan strain is very similar to the cow infections in Texas and Kansas, which appear to have come from wild birds. Listen up, producers. ADM Animal Nutrition is recalling select feed products that may contain elevated levels of calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, sodium, and/or chloride. Producers need to know that lot number of the potentially affected feed. The lot number can be found at the bottom of the label. Customers who have purchased the recalled feed should immediately stop using it and return it to their distributor or directly to ADM Animal Nutrition for a full refund. Please direct any customer inquiries to 800-217-2007. Again, that's 800-217-2007. Between the hours of 8 and 4 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. This information is available in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com, including a complete list of recalled products along with labels and lot numbers. The 2024 Stockmanship and Stewardship Tour is getting ready to hit the road. Locations include Richfield, Utah, Lancaster, Wisconsin, Fresno, California, and Hamburg, New York. We have the links posted in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com, or you can head to stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more information. There has been more and more discussion with the concept of beef on dairy crosses in commercial feeding operations. A new webinar series is available focusing on the management of beef on dairy crossbreds, along with sire selection and early life management on finishing performance. The series, called Ranchers Thursday Lunchtime Series, will run every Thursday at noon, which started this past Thursday and runs through May 2nd. Experts from Penn State University, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, West Texas A&M, Oklahoma State University, Washington State University, Cactus Feeders, and Buffalo Feeders will cover recent research and real-world experiences in managing and marketing this unique animal resource. We have the registration link for the webinar in the show notes, again at RanchItUpShow.com. That's all I have for the news. When we come back, we head north to one of the premier South Devon breeders. Their annual production sale is coming up fast, and there is the opportunity to capture a number of elite females. The Ranch It Up radio show will be back right after this. Increase herd performance, complement your forages, get more cows bred. It's upcycling and efficiency, powered by Westway Feed Products. At Westway Feed Products, we create cow herd efficiency one lick at a time.
Hey, it's Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com.
Every week we hear from one of our great partners with updates, info, schedules, reports, and everything in between when it comes to buying and selling livestock and hay online and private treaty. LivestockMarket.com.
Jorgensen Land and Cattle presents the 52nd annual Top Cut Production Sale Monday, April 15th at the Jorgensen Land and Cattle Sale Facility in Ideal, South Dakota. Selling over 150 registered Angus bulls from the herd packed by seven generations of selection. Bidding online at dvauction.com, videos and sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. Timeless Angus genetics from Jorgensen Land and Cattle Company, America's number one source for bulls. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales. Head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone. Ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips. Videos, catalogs, everything. Ranchchannel.com. At Allied Genetic Resources, it's all about commercial customer success.
We see that charge, we understand that charge, and we're going to use all the tools we can to get there.
To maximize heterosis, purchase your next herd sire from an Allied Genetic Resources partner. Just head to AlliedGeneticResources.com.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. Give us a shout. Give us a call. You can text us. That number is 707-RANCH-20, 707-726-2420. Email ranchitupshow@gmail.com and prowling around social media at ranchitupshow. South Devon cattle, while less prevalent than in the past, first arrived in the United States in 1969 and then again in 1974. Demonstrating remarkable adaptability to diverse climates, the breed has gained a solid foothold on five continents. Wherever introduced, South Devons have earned acclaim for their impressive production capabilities and economic viability. Both red and black varieties of South Devons are now widely accessible across the globe. The DLCC Ranch in Piers, Minnesota, has focused on raising premier South Devon poundmaker and navigator cattle to fit the goals of the commercial cowman. The poundmaker is a design composite made up of South Devon and Angus breeds. Black and red Angus qualify as an Angus influence. The navigator is a design composite made of South Devon and continental breeds. This year marks the 32nd annual production sale for the DLCC Ranch, and this is the opportunity to purchase foundation females in quality and in quantity. Lane Geis with the DLCC Ranch joins us today. Lane, it's great to have you back on the program. Now, let's start right here. 32 years y'all have been at this.
A long time. Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. It's funny because when we've looked back, it just seemed like yesterday when we had our 25th annual, and we made a big deal out of that. And now it just seems like from even that point to where we're at today, it's just blown up. Just super exciting.
And I'm just going to dive right into this because the catalog this year, 92 pages, by the way, is the sale book, and it can be viewed online at ranchchannel.com as we speak. And as you start cruising through there, you're going to notice that there are a large number of females. Now, I'm not saying that you are dispersing the herd. However, you are, the family's cutting back numbers, and the fall cows are going down the road. Y'all decided, you know what, it's time to make some changes.
Yeah, and we've always sold a number of fall females in our spring production sale, either as cow-calf pairs or bred heifers or bred cows. And just given where we're at with the cow cycle, and you know, we've grown our spring herd so much that these fall cows have kind of We've gotten really top heavy in cow numbers, and we're feeding a lot of cows all year round. And I think the decision just kind of came down to it's time to sell some cows. It's time to move the fall herd somewhere else, or hopefully find somebody that's interested in some fall South Devon cows. But we just, it just felt like it was time to move those females. And so the 92 pages is including the entire fall herd dispersal. Most of those are selling as bred cows. There's two in there that have some later calves that we're going to sell with calf outside. But yeah, it's a lot of, I think it's 40 some, 50 some cows in that.
And, you know, I'm going to ask this. I know you were prepared for it, and I know you aren't even going to know exactly how to answer this, but I'm going to say the future of South Devon. I mean, that's a loaded question, I know, but let's just be obvious. There aren't as many South Devon cattle out there as there used to be. So let's talk about the future of the breed. Do we have some new breeders that are kind of up and coming? Do we have some people that are using some of the South Devon genetics, you know, either the purebred bulls or the pound makers or the navigators? Are there some people that are trying to revive the breed and show of, you know, how it can be used as an outcross in many different situations?
That's a really good question. And I think I approach it from two different points of view. For the most part, I think if I evaluate our program and the number of customers that we have coming to us and the number of interested commercial breeders, that has grown steadily over the years. And lately, it's just been off the charts. We've had so much interest from the commercial cowman that it's really exciting for us. And it shows a lot of promise to the program that we've built and also the direction of the type of cattle, the South Devon population, and what it can provide the commercial cattlemen. I mean, for us, it's just been super exciting. And I don't in any way want to have us dispersing the fall herd to suggest that we're slowing down. The reason why we're dispersing the fall herd is mostly just because we're putting more of our effort into the spring calving cow herd, and we have too many cows as it is.
But let's just be honest, prices are decent to be moving some animals right now. I mean, yeah. Turn those commodities into cash, right?
Yeah, I mean, when we're selling calves for as much as we're selling them these days, you know, and with cow numbers as low as they are, it's a great time for commercial cattlemen to get some more females. And I also think for the longest time, we've had a herd liquidation, and we moved a lot of older females or less productive females. And when I look at our fall herd, I see a lot of strength and maternal genetics, their ability to survive and have, you know, strength and longevity and maternal traits. So, you know, there's a lot of promise behind the South Devon breed and what they can provide commercial cattlemen. But to your first question about any new breeders, we've got a number of young, energetic breeders that are interested. But I think when it comes to, and this is just from my vantage point, but it seems like when we look across the board, across all breed populations or breed associations, the number of purebreds or the ones that you would call South Devons or, you know, any other breed, those are dwindling regardless of the breed. But we're seeing such growth in numbers of composites or high percentage of a breed within a composite that we're focusing a lot more of our energy on those animals. And we're seeing that across the commercial industry. We're trying to capture as high a margin as we can. And the best way to do that is through heterosis and using composite bulls or composite females helps you capture high levels of heterosis with very little complications in mating strategies. I mean, just using composites on composites allows you to capture lots of heterosis without super complicating mating schemes and crossing this and crossing that. So that's where our direction is going. And I think we're seeing that in the South Devon breed. We're seeing a lot more composites being developed. We're certainly seeing that in our program. We wouldn't have been able to grow to the level that we've grown today unless it was for the composites that we've developed, because we recognized a need that commercial cattlemen need a third or fourth breed into their breeding schemes, and a breed that can help be the glue of continental type cattle and British cattle, still keep them black. South Devon is so well positioned in that space that we've just seen such growth and excitement about our cattle.
So I know that we've talked many times with your dad, Dar, and I get a kick out of how she shares the story of how he first got exposed to the South Devon cattle, and it was through the sale barn. He just happened to buy some females, and he really liked them, and that's how it started. And it seems that's how kind of a lot of people start, I think, in this game, is they get some kind of by chance of a certain breed or a certain type and kind, and you like them, and you know, a number of years later, and here we are. So is there that opportunity working with DLCC Ranch, because we're dispersing the fall cows, that is there that opportunity for you and your family to work with a new breeder that, say, you know, maybe they're excited, or maybe they've used DLCC genetics in the past and they're looking at it and saying, you know, I would like to move in this direction. Maybe I'd like to start supplying breeding cattle. Is there that opportunity to work closely with your family that you'll come in and consult and kind of tutor, if you will?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the benefit that we've always tried to give, is if you trust in our program and you trust in our cattle, we're there to try to help you succeed no matter what. Whether it's wanting to get a couple heifers ready for the stock show, or if it's developing a pretty unique breeding scheme to raise seed stock bulls, like we're there behind you 100% of the way. And you know, given my family's vast experience in this business, 32 years of selling bulls, you know, we've got a lot to share, and certainly want to see our customer success. That is one of our core tenets within our business.
Lane Geis with the DLCC Ranch. Their annual production sale is May 20th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. Sale information is available at ranchchannel.com and dlccranch.com. Bidding and buying through Superior Livestock for those unable to attend. And coming up next week, we will have a few more highlights of the DLCC program, focusing around marketing those commercial DLCC sired calves. Now we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, market recaps, upcoming hay auctions, and a lot more right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
Cattle Market reports to various news stories. The Tri-State Livestock News covers it all. Check us out at tsln.com. Subscriptions or advertising, call Tracy Hawk at 406-951-3211. The Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
The 2024 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with parimutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special, with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com. Why not give Gelbvy and Balancer Bulls a try this year? Raise replacement females with added fertility, increased longevity, and greater productivity. Get increased performance, improve feed efficiency, and increase the carcass merit. Maximize crossbreeding with Gelbvy and Balancer. South Devon, Poundmaker, and Navigator Genetics from the nation's premier South Devon breeder, DLCC Ranch. Join the crew on Saturday, April 20th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. Sale information at dlccranch.com, ranchchannel.com, and bidding available through Superior Livestock Auction. When genetics matter, use an outcross of South Devon genetics from the DLCC Ranch. And welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's that time in the program. We check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, to find out what's going on, what happened last week. Kirk, give us the good, the bad, the indifferent, everything.
Well, good morning, Tigger. I know that you've been talking a little bit about the avian bird flu that's been identified going through the dairies in Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas. That's probably the bad news, the scary news. I think that is mostly washed through the market. Relative to the markets themselves, as of Friday, March 29th, April feeders closed the week at 247.20. That's down $4.67.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $2.24 at 248.99, with futures down 467 and the cash index only down 224. That left our basis a positive 6.5 cents versus April futures. That's a very tight basis out in time versus April futures. April live cattle closed the week at 185.22 and a half. That's down $2.37 and a half on the week, with cash trading 186 early in the south and then 189 to 190 on light volume in the north. That left our five area weighted average down $1.42 at 188.10. So pretty respectable cash prices relative to the scare from the dairies and a somewhat bearish cattle on feed report the prior week. That left our basis versus April future a positive $2.87 and a half. The weekly slaughter was a very low 586,000. That's down 12,000 head versus last week and 59,000 head lower than the same week last year. Choice boxes closed the week at 306.72. That's down $4 on the week. To wrap it up, May corn closed higher at $4.42 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4. We had USDA planting intentions this week that came in lower than expected at 90 million acres versus around roughly 92 million that was expected. And that with the Baltimore Harbor being closed due to the bridge collapse that I'm sure everybody saw in the news, that's risking fertilizer distribution to the corn planting areas. That left corn sharply higher to close the week. That's where our 442 came from.
Hey, all, Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, April 10th, we have an online hay auction. Over 2,000 bales of alfalfa, grass, and corn stocks. Large squares, rounds, and small squares. Bidding opens at just $1 a bale, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 1,700 large square alfalfa bales. They're selling on 50 34 bale lots. That's a perfect semi truck load. It's all second and third cutting alfalfa, 3x4x8, thistle twine, 2023 season, irrigated from Pavel Auction Service in Chambers, Nebraska. 70 large square mixed bales. They're 3x3x8. Polytwine, first cutting, is off of a new field here from Wagner Forages in Kanaki, Illinois. 32 large square barley bales, 3x4x8, polytwine, 2023, about 1,200 pounds from Mills Farms in Townsend, Montana. 5 large square alfalfa bales, 4x4x8, polytwine, 1,100 pounds, loading assistance available from Mark Aaron's Auctioneering in Cedar Falls, Iowa. 64 large round orchard bales, selling on 4 16 bale lots. It's 5x5 net wrap, 2023, no weeds. It's all been fertilized from Sunnyside Farms in Kuwato, Kentucky. 48 large round fescue bales, selling on 3 16 bale lots, also 5x6, also net wrap from 2023, also from Sunnyside Farms in Kentucky. 29 large round corn stock bales, 5x6 net wrap, 2023, from Greenview Equipment in Wayne, Nebraska. 40 large round corn stock selling on 20 bale lots, 5x6 net wrap, 2023, bale just after harvest from Cove's Auctions in David City, Nebraska. 19 large round mixed bales, 4x6 net wrap, 2023, alfalfa Timothy mix. It's 10 to 12% protein from Cove's Auctions in David City. And 17 large round brome bales, 5x6 net wrap, 2023, 1,400 pound bales from Cove's Auctions in David City. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, April 10th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got hay to sell? Online hay auctions every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
How can seed stock suppliers and commercial cattlemen build strong relationships that both parties benefit from? Hey, hey, I'm Shay, and I'm your host for the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I had the opportunity to visit with Nick Hammett about genomic testing in the beef industry and how it is advantageous for both commercial and seed stock operators. Here's why.
So we have a number of seed stock operators who encourage this type of testing for their commercial customers so that they can help their commercial customers make better purchasing decisions at their sales. So, you know, whether the seed stock operator is involved or not, that's what it helps you do, is really characterize the strengths and weaknesses of your herd so that when you go pick out that bull in that sale, you can pick out a bull that is most complementary to your needs. I think a lot of commercial operators fall into a rut of every year we buy, maybe it's the Cabanese bull or the high growth, high marbling bull. And eventually over time, your herd develops certain strengths and weaknesses, and maybe we're not always aware of that. So what this test allows us to do is really objectively measure those strengths and weaknesses. And a lot of times we'll find, wow, I've been selecting for growth and my carcasses are great, but my stayability in heifer pregnancy has maybe been suffering a little bit. So that's something I need to focus on when I go pick out my bulls. So
listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
I tip my hat to you from one legend to another.
Before we say fare thee well, we want to give a big old tip of the hat to all of you whose job it is to do the tagging. Yes, may the force be with you is what I'm going to say, or you are quicker than the cow coming after you.
Oh, you're talking about on them little newborns.
Yes.
And you got to run up and you go and you snap them with an ear tag and they let out a beller and then the cow is hot on your tail.
I love watching the videos of that, by the way.
Be safe out there. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks from our crew to yours, starting off with Lane Geis from the DLCC Ranch, Shay Keister-Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. That's you, by the way.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, the DLCC Ranch, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Stockman's Livestock Exchange, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text 24/7. The tele number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.